Yes, I am a friend of God, and we are friends of God. He calls us friends. And you know, beyond friends, he actually calls us sons and daughters. Welcome to this broadcast. It's a live broadcast, but if you're playing it back, then it will be, a live broadcast, because the word you're about to hear today is the living word. And it's the first Sunday in this month of October. Very exciting. Let me tell us what we've lined up throughout this month. This is what we will be looking at. Let me just tell us what we're going to be looking at. Okay, let me quickly share the screen. Yes, I will share my screen now. We'll talk through this quickly, and then I'll tell us how we will go. Amen. Okay, so every Sunday this October, that is going to be the theme, building the temple with finished stones. Building with finished stones. Just hang on. You're about to understand exactly what that means. And so just have this at the back of your mind. This is a story and some principles were taken from the book of 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 6. The story is found in chapter 6, verse 7 to 12. You see, it's very sunny here today, so I'm excited. You know, very excited. I bring glad tidings to you. I bring great joy to you and all your family. And we're going to quickly do something. I put the month of August. That is a typo. It's actually meant to be praying for everyone born in the month of October. So please let's discard that. So to pray for everyone born in the month of October, I am going to invite somebody right here who will be praying for everybody born in the month of October. If you are born in the month of August, maybe there's a double blessing for you. So I want to welcome my wife. That is my wife on your screen right now. And let's join together to pray for everyone born in the month of August. So welcome, Wura. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Everyone born in the month of October. You said August again.
Did I say August again?
Yes, you did. It's okay. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we want to thank you, Lord, for all your children born in the month of October. Thank you, Lord, because you know each and every one of them by name.
Yes,
Lord, we ask that you bless them indeed. Whatever blessings mean to each and every one of these, your children, Lord, bless them, perfect all the concerns them and their families. Grant them every desire of their hearts in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that this new year for each and every one of them will be a new beginning. It will be the beginning of beginnings. You will make all things new.
Amen.
In their lives, in their homes, in their careers, in their businesses, in their ministries. Lord, we ask that whatever they lay their hands upon, they will prosper.
Amen.
And you will perfect all that concerns them and grant them grace and mercy and favor. Favor with you and favor with men.
Amen.
From now and forevermore. Thank you, Lord, because it is well with them, Lord, and no weapon of the enemy formed or fashioned against them shall prosper in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We declare concerning you that the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and the Lord give you peace always in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. You know, I'm being corrected again. I don't know why I keep saying August. Maybe if you are born in August, there's something. God is remembering you for good. And shout out to the Akanus. I think you've got two of your children born in August, Jemima. And okay, no, it's just Jemima. Shout out to you, Jemima, and everybody born in the month of August. And I want to especially welcome everyone watching from all over the world. Especially welcome you to this live broadcast. We are broadcasting live from Merseyside, Liverpool, United Kingdom. And I've just got something, and I'm trusting to make the word of God clear and simple to us. There goes August again. Let me just get the August out of the way. August, September. Yes, I can hear somebody born in September protesting. I can hear you in the spirit. If you're born in September, God remembers you, especially those born in May. God doubly remembers you for good. Amen. All right. Today we'll be looking at a topic which is going to be a foundation of the series on the theme for this month, which is building with finished stones. Building with finished stones. Now, we will attempt to answer and ask ourselves a question today. And what is the question? Who is building your life? Who is building your life? So that will be the topic for today. Now, let me quickly share some principles. You see, I happen to have the privilege to study building engineering from the university. My first degree is in building engineering. So when it comes to the issue of construction, a bit of civil engineering, structures, putting structures together, I am really excited. Because when I was going to university to actually study that course, that wasn't the original course I wanted to study. Yes, that wasn't. And I tell you the truth, I was actually a little bit frustrated. I wasn't happy because what I wanted to study was architecture. Now, architecture has got to do with the design, and a building has got to do with putting it together, constructing it, and making whatever the architect put on the piece of paper to stand, to become reality. I wanted to study architecture, but somehow I did not pass. I didn't meet the requirements. Today, if you're in the UK, it's called UCAS points. I didn't have enough points to get me into architecture. So I was offered building. And by the way, let me tell you the truth. I did not even meet the requirements to even get into that course building. That, I tell you, began my faith journey, my walk with the miraculous, because it was nothing short of a miracle when I got that admission to go into uni, not to study what I really wanted, but being offered to study something that I didn't even apply for. Listen, God is awesome. Now, with hindsight today, I am happy. And I tell you, I'm sharing this story because somebody has just entered university or you just started a course and somehow you're not happy. You feel this is not for me. Now, this is not everybody I'm addressing, but the person I am talking to, you are sensing that it seems like this is me. This is me. And let me tell you how you know it is you, because even this morning, you felt a little bit sad thinking about, oh, I'm on this course now. This is not really what I wanted. Listen, the Bible says, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Listen, put your mind in one place and look ahead and look forward to what God is about to do. God is the source. God knows the end from the beginning. The Bible says there is everything that happens under heaven happens for a purpose. Listen, everything, to everything, there is a time, there is a season, and a purpose for everything under heaven. It is not an accident that you are on that course. I felt to just share that story. So let's go back. So I ended up studying building and the engineering behind putting structures together. And many years after, believe me, trust God, trust the God I bring to you this morning. Many years after, I am thanking God that that is what I studied, because I began to find and see my purpose in life through that accident of going into the university for that course. At this point, let us just pray. Father, I pray. I trust you, Holy Spirit. I thank you. I yield myself, my spirit, my soul, my body to you. Fill me. Inspire me. Speak to me. Speak through me. Speak to somebody out there. Confirm your word with signs following. Lord, let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. Let there be a miracle. A miracle in somebody's life today. That person watching, that person that just accidentally stumbled on this broadcast. Lord, do something. Reveal yourself in a way you've never revealed before. Thank you, Heavenly Father. All the glory be to you. Yes. Now, I want to quickly share with us, I'll be showing out my screen from time to time, some basic principles when you're about to build, when you're about to put a structure together. Right? Remember, our theme this month is building with finished stones. Building with finished stones. Specifically, from the story in 1 Kings that we're looking at, 1 Kings chapter 6, it is a building of a temple. A king called Solomon was about to build a temple back then. And he was about to build this temple, and he got instruction on how to build the temple. We'll be looking at that in depth in, you know, this series. But let me share my screen and tell us some basic building principles. You don't just build. You do not just build. There are some principles that govern building. Building regulations. Basic building principles and rules. Number one, every authentic building, before it's been constructed, must have an approved plan. That's number one. Every authentic building, before it is constructed, must have an approved plan. Did you hear that? Secondly, the building must be designed by a licensed architect. Every authentic building, before it's constructed, must have an approved plan. And the building must be designed by a licensed architect. Remember, I said I wanted to study architecture? That's what an architect does. He designs, puts the building plan together, and the building must be approved. So, you know what happens? If a building is constructed and the building does not have an approved plan designed by a licensed architect, that building will end up being destroyed by the authorities. So it brings us to the third point about some basic building rules and principles. A building without an approved plan that is designed by a licensed architect will end up being destroyed by the authorities. You say, where are we going with all this? Do you know that your life is like a building project? And the question we have to ask ourselves is this: who planned your life? Or who is planning your life? Who approved, and who is approving the plan or approving the plan? So your life is like a building project right from the day you were born. Your life is like a building project. So remember our topic today: who is building your life? Now, let me share with us a story This story, we'll see it in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7, from verse 7, from verse 1 to 29. It's a lovely story there. It's an account of a man, a king. The king's name was David. His son was called Solomon. So there was the king, David, and there was his son, Solomon. Now, do you know what happened in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 to 29? David, who was the king at the time, he decides he wants to build a house for God. You know, David loved God so much. He loved his creator so much. The Bible even tells us that David always sang songs. You see, the book of Psalms, you hear about David wrote most of those Psalms. Psalms are just songs. So the Bible tells us clearly that David, he wrote songs, but he loved God. In fact, it's written somewhere in the Bible, David was described as a man after the heart of God. A man after the heart of God. Now listen and follow with this story. So he decides one day, he wants to build a house for God. And he went to a prophet. Prophet in those days were like intermediaries between God and man. And the prophet told him, come on, that's a lovely idea. Do everything that is in your heart. Go and build that house for God. Do you know what happened? God himself, that David wanted to build the house for, comes to David and says, no, David, you want to build me a house? Good idea. But no, I don't want you to build a house for me. I will build my own house through one of your sons. A son that will come from you will be the one who will build a house for me. And, you know, years later, David has a son. The name of the son, Solomon. God chose to build his own house, but he chose to build that house through Solomon. Now, who is building your life is the question. Now, I want to share something again with us to see about the question we are examining today. Remember the story? The story is between David and his son Solomon. You see, David wanted to build a house for God, and Solomon was the one God chose to build a house of God. Listen, there is a difference between a house for God and a house of God. I repeat that. A house for God is different from a house of God. So there is a difference between a house for God and a house of God. What is the difference? The difference is who is building the house. The first one, David wanted to build a house for God, but God said he will build his own house, which is the house of God, through Solomon. So who was building these two houses that the two of them ventured to build? Your guess is good. David wanted to build a house for God, but Solomon was the one chosen to build a house of God. Of God. That means the whole idea of the building, the whole idea of building the house was God's idea, not the idea of any man, not man's idea. Now, you say, how does that relate to what we're saying? The question again, who is building your life? Who is building your life? You can choose to build your own life or allow God to build your life for you. Remember, we're looking at building the temple with finished stones. Now, our story, the theme is taken from a scripture in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7. And you see, we're going to take the principle from this scripture. 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse number 7. The Bible says, and the temple, that is the one Solomon, that God started building through Solomon, the house of God, remember? difference between house for God and house of God. So verse 7 tells us in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7. And the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone, finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built. 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7. And the temple, when it was being built, was built with stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built. Let me stop sharing the screen and listen. Look at this. Remember, a house for God is man's idea. A house of God is God's idea. That's the difference. Your life is like a building. Your life is like a house. If you read scriptures, the Bible is clear about what God wants to do in what he calls his house, which is us. God wants to dwell in us. God wants to walk in us. God wants to talk in us. God wants to manifest in and through us. Listen, you have to understand clearly and simply who is building your life. Are you the one building it? Or is it God, your source, your creator? Let's go back to that scripture. We can see clearly from that scripture the principle, a very simple principle. If we don't really look at it very well, we might miss something. The temple, how was it built? It was built with stone finished at the quarry. The temple was built with stone finished at the quarry, so that no hammer or chisel or any iron tool was heard in the temple while it was being built. Let's break that down. Let's quickly break that down. This is the breakdown. The temple building in 1 Kings, the Bible tells us that the temple was built with stones. Listen, it was built with stones. Not just any type of stone. The temple was built with stones that were prepared, finished, pre-cut at the quarry. Come with me. The stones finished, brought, and put together to build the temple. But the stones were not just any type. They were, first of all, prepared, finished. They were pre-cut at the quarry. Remember your life? Who is building your life? Your life is like a building project. It's just a metaphor. Now, let's look at quarry. What is a quarry that these stones were being taken from? A quarry is a place, it's a spot in the earth, right on the earth. That's what a quarry is. So what did they do at that place, at that spot? It's typically a large, a deep pit. You know, there's some excavation going on. And they will bring out stone or other materials. They will extract them from that spot, a space, a spot on the earth. That is what a quarry is. So remember, they were building and they were bringing stones from the quarry, from a spot, a place in the earth that was dug and which stones and materials were taken from. Okay, how does this apply to us? Let me tell us something. If you look at your life, remember that story, now have this at the back of your mind. Stones were taken from the quarry, pre-cut, prepared, and taken in to build the temple. That's the way your life is. You see, the Bible tells us something. Where are stones taken from? The earth. Do you know where in Genesis your body was formed from? From the earth. So the earth is the quarry where you are being pre-cut, prepared, shaped. You are on this earth. Remember, your life is like a building project. You are right here on this earth, and right now you are being prepared. Right now you are being pre-cut. Right now you are going through some fiery trials of life. Do you know one of the things that is very interesting about Quarry? A lot of pressure is happening there. A lot of movement, shaking, is happening at that spot on the earth where the stones are being prepared from. And the Bible tells us, let me share one principle with us again from the scriptures. The Bible is clear that our bodies was formed from the earth. Your body was extracted from the earth. The earth is the quarry, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Do you know why God takes the stone from the quarry, why the temple stone was taken from the quarry? So that there will be a temple, so that God will dwell in that temple. That is why your body also in a similar matter was taken from the earth, from the quarry of the earth, so that God can dwell inside of you. If you look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible says God formed man from the earth, shaped him and breathed into him so that God could dwell in him. God put a part of him inside that earth that was extracted, and that became mankind. And the Bible says that mankind became a living soul. Listen to this simple principle and analogy. Your body is that temple where God desires to dwell in. So when God wants to build that temple, he wants to dwell in, the same way he told Solomon. God told Solomon, go and take stones from the earth, quarry, shape them, and build them so that I can dwell in them. Remember, it is the house of God, not the house for God. So your body is the temple where God desires to dwell in. Your soul is like the stone that God now uses, put together to build that temple. Your soul now is your mind, your will, your emotions. So think about what goes on in your life, what goes on in your mind, what goes on in your will, your emotions, how you learn, how you choose, how you make decisions, mixed emotions, mixed challenges. You know, we go through a mixture, a myriad of circumstances that can almost even make some of us lose our minds. That is a sign you are in the quarry. Something is happening in the quarry because God is building through you a temple he wants to dwell in. So what does God do? God now starts to work on your soul so that he can shape your life, so that he can dwell in to fulfill the purpose why he created you. While you are on this earth, all the shaking and everything happening is for God to take that stone, put it, form a temple he can dwell in. Does this explain to you, therefore, what might be happening? I want you to pause for a moment and think about that. Think about that for a moment. Let me share the slide again. Let me bring the slide back. Look at what is going on. Your body is extracted from the earth to form a temple that God can dwell in. The body is that temple. God desires to dwell in your body. But the stone, your heart, your stone, your soul is like the stone. The different stones God is cutting, God is shaping, God is preparing. So your mind, your will, your emotions, a lot of circumstances happening. It's a sign that God is working in you. The Bible says God is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God begins to work on your soul to shape your life so that he can dwell in you to fulfill the purpose why he created you. And that is why you're on this earth. I remember what this earth is. The earth is like the quarry. The quarry of life is what happens. You're going through all sorts of cutting, trials. Do you know what happens in the quarry? Chiseling, hammering, polishing, scraping, heat. You know, in some quarries, they have to even use dynamite, boom, to and things explode. Does that describe the myriad of emotions and trials of life you go through? Listen, it's because God is fixing the temple, and that temple is you. Listen, you are listening to this broadcast. God wants to dwell in you. Oh, why am I going through all these trials? Why am I going through all these, you know, emotions? Up today, down tomorrow. It is God that is at work in you. Listen, there's something now you have to do. If that stone in the quarry could speak, when it's been hammered, when it's been chiseled, when it's been scraped, when it's at times some blastings happen, the stone will perhaps say, no, I don't want this. This is too hard. This is too much. But if that stone knows the hammering, the chiseling, the scraping is because God wants to dwell in me. God wants to smoothen me. God wants to make in me, through me, and for me a temple for himself where he will dwell. That stone will stop complaining. That stone will start giving thanks. I'm saying this to explain to some of us. Perhaps you're going through all this and you want to give up. Do not give up, because God is beautifying your life through the trials, through the pain, through everything you're going through. God is beautifying your life. God is doing something. He's working out something. Do you know? That is why the Bible says, all things, for he makes all things, for we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, for those who are called according to his purpose. Listen, if you are in Christ, the Bible describes you as a lively stone. But somebody's asking, what does it mean to be in Christ? What if I'm not in Christ? Then you can be in Christ. If you are not in Christ, then you are like that temple David wanted to build. He wanted to do his own thing. Remember the question today? Who is building your life? David wanted to build a temple for God. But God knew how to build his own temple, a temple of God. David wanted to build a house for God, but no, God wanted a house of God. So don't be a house for God that you're trying to build your own life, build your own, you know, have your own way, do things. Listen, do you know one of the things this pandemic? I was having a discussion recently with somebody. One of these things the global pandemic is creating, even this morning while in my quiet time and meditation, that, Lord, there must be something. There must be something you are doing even in the midst of all this chaos. There must be something for everybody, because you are a good father. You are a good God. Light afflictions, even great afflictions, pain, you make everything to work together for good. Jobs are being lost. And guess what? New jobs are being created. I said, God, what everybody needs right now, what I need is just to tell me, okay, Lord, what would you have me do even at this time? Rather than complaining, rather than, you know, crying, rather than mourning, listen, child of God, and listen to that person. You can be a child of God today and start building your own life. Start building a house for God and let God build a house of God in you and through you. 5-year plans, 5-year goals. You come into an organization, maybe you just got a job, and then they asked you at the interview, where do you see yourself in this organization in the last 5 years? Guess what? Both the job and your 5-year plan gone. What are you going to do? That may be a sign you have been trying and continuing to build your own house, to build your own life. Remember, a building principle that does not have an approved plan by a licensed architect ends up being pulled down. It's like that. If your life does not have an approved plan designed by an approved licensed architect, that's when your whole life, eventually like a building, gets destroyed. That's a divine principle. Let me now share, what do I do if you are listening to this, that I should now stop building my own life and let God build what he wants to do, his house through me and in me? Listen, I put it on the slide to make it easy. Number one, do you know that really what's going on is because our souls, because of sin, remember, our soul is likened to stones. That's what God is working on at the quarry, to finish the stones. So our souls, because of sin, we were all born into sin. Listen, like stones, our souls can be hardened. Because the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, verse 14, through one man's sin, through one man's disobedience, sin, everything, hardship, destruction came upon the entire human race just because one man sinned. So every child born is born into sin, but that is not the bad news. It doesn't end there. God has a plan for every life. God has a plan for that soul. Listen, God has an awesome plan for your life, even though you are born into sin. So our souls can become like stones and hardened. That's why God needs to work on that soul. The Bible says the soul that sins, it shall die, separated from God. Soul is our mind, will, and emotion, so it needs to be worked upon like stones in the quarry. Let God begin to work on your soul. Let God begin to shape your life. Let God do that so that he can dwell in you to fulfill the purpose why he created you. While you're on this earth, while you're in this quarry, what do you need to do? Who is building your life? For God to start building your life, the first thing you must do, when a building suddenly is discovered to have no approved plan, no licensed architect that designed it, the building, first of all, has to be surrendered. You know what? They have to pull it down. So you need to surrender your life. You need to surrender your body. You need to surrender your soul. Surrender everything to God to build. That's the first thing. Stop the unapproved building that you, of your life, that you have been building all along. The struggles, the trials, your plans are failing. Your five-year plan is destroyed. Yes, that's one of the things this pandemic should reveal. If your plans are pulled down and destroyed, congratulations. That is when you can let go and let God build your life for you, and you stop building your life. Our souls must first be redesigned and approved by the master architect. When that unapproved building is pulled down, the next thing that happens is that they will redesign by a licensed architect. The plan will be approved, and then the building can start. Who is building your life? You must allow God from today. Who is God? The source of all life, your creator, the one who made you, the one who formed you, even though you were shaped and born into sin. He wants to pull down every unapproved plan, every unapproved design, everything that is not of him, and he wants to pour into you right now his own plan, his own approval, because when God's hand is upon you, you become God's project. When God is the one building your life, God is the architect and God is the builder. Look, the building process in the quarry usually involves heat, like we said. Even though now the difference is when you are in Christ Jesus. The Bible says anyone who is in Christ becomes a new creature. You are asking, how can I be in Christ? Simple. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's why you're hearing and you're part of this broadcast today. You can call upon the name of the Lord. Right there where you are now, You can say, Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me. I've heard this message and it's making some sense. There's something within you that's telling you this is for me. Crawl upon the name of the Lord. Just say, Lord Jesus. There was a man called blind, but it was a blind man who was in the Bible. All he did was, Lord Jesus, have mercy upon me. And I pray right now that God will show you his mercy. Your life that has been building all along, but unapproved and not by the master architect, God himself, I pray your life will become new. I pray as you cry upon the name of the Lord, call upon him now, the Lord will hear you and the Lord will reveal himself to you. I tell you, I had the same experience about 34 years ago. I've not looked back. That was the same time I actually entered the university. That miracle that I shared at the start, to go and study how to build, the engineering of building and construction and putting structures together. That is why I can stand here today and share this simple truth and revelation with you. You see, in the quarry of life, it may involve the use of heat, it may involve pressure, it may involve chiseling, hammering, cutting, shaping, but the beauty is that it is God that is now building you. It is God that is now building you. When you're going through all this, he will never leave you. He's there because he's beautifying you for his glory. God is doing all this so that he can dwell in you, so that his purpose in you can be fulfilled. So that the why you're on this earth can be fulfilled. God is shaping you while you're on this earth. That is like a quarry. I end with the scripture and I welcome you to the family of God. If you prayed and cried and asked God to simply show his mercy upon you, listen, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 says, you believers, like living stones, you are built up into a spiritual house. Why? For a holy, dedicated priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the simplicity of your word today. I thank you for that person who has cried to you, that boy, that girl, that man, that woman. Make yourself known to them in the name of Jesus. Remember who is building your life. Let go. Let God today start building your life. It is never, never too late. And listen, it's a journey. A man called Abraham in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible says he heard God call him. God told him, God called him out. And God told him, I want you to go to a place. Go out. Go out. I want to give you an inheritance. The Bible says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called out to go to a place that he was to receive, where he was to receive an inheritance. He went out. He didn't know where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with his sons, Isaac, Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. Do you know why? He could keep going. The Bible said, for he was looking forward to that city that had foundations whose designer and builder is God. Hallelujah. That can be your story today. You've answered this call, and God bless you for answering this call today. And I pray that God himself will continually build your life. As you go through the quarry of life, the yoke will be easy. The burden will become light. With this understanding you have today, your life will take on a new meaning, a new dimension, a new glory, and a new hope. I pray right now, your steps will begin to have a new spring. Why? Because you know God is with you. Through the fires, through the storms, through the heat, through the pressure. Why? Because you're in the quarry of life and God is beautifying you because he's dwelling inside you. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining this broadcast today. And before I hand over to the media team, let me just quickly share with us what is going to happen from this week. From this week, especially from next Sunday, this week, the next time we're meeting is on Thursday, but from next Sunday, this is the topic we'll be looking at, building relationships the right way. Remember, your life is like a building project. And we will be sharing on the four kinds of relationship. So we'll do the part one, because when God is building you, chiseling you, like a stone, God uses people. God uses relationship. So building relationships the right way. But this Thursday, our Bible study is at 7 p.m. Thursday, every Thursday. If you go and like Love Assembly page, on Thursday, 7 p.m., we'll come back to a live broadcast. We will title, we're beginning a study called Building and Minding Your Own Business. Building and Minding Your Own Business. I tell you, it's going to be exciting. Join us 7 p.m. every Thursday. It will be also on Facebook Live. And like I said, we'll continue with the series, Building with Finish Stones. If you want to contact us, you will see the details on, you know, the live stream. But the number, Love Assembly Liverpool, you can contact us. If you use international code, the UK international dialing code is also, it's plus 44. But if you're in the UK, please, you can capture this number and contact us. We'd like to hear from you. 07-876-222-07. And you'd like to send us an email, keep those emails coming. Thank you. Some emails, apologies if we've not responded to, because we got one early this morning also. Couldn't respond before the service. The email comes directly to me as the lead pastor of Love Assembly Liverpool, info@loveassembly.co.uk. And let me encourage you, everyone watching, and I do not say this often, but I just felt to remind somebody, do not stop giving. Do not stop giving. You see, currency is from the word current. It flows. If you keep giving, through you, God will give more to and through you. Keep giving. Support Love Assembly Liverpool or support your local church. The account number is RCCG Love Assembly Liverpool. The details also will be on the Facebook comments section. But I'm just reminding somebody watching this, do not stop giving. You have stopped giving. I do not stand to start preaching about that, but it's laid on my heart to remind somebody, do not stop giving. Those are the account details on the screen. You can also go on the church website, www.loveassembly.org/giving. All the details, you will see them right there, even in the comment section. Thank you very much for being a part of the service today. I see people from all over the place, again, watching. Thank you. Thank you for all the comments. Let this message touch every member of every household, that we should always allow God to build us anew every day to his glory. Thank you very much for that. And I prophesy to you, the Lord bless you irreversibly. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord's peace be upon you. The Lord's favor surround you like a shield. I say the name of the Lord will be upon you once you allow God to build your life. You see, every builder puts their name, every architect puts their name on their design. They protect their design. They build it because their reputation is at stake. I say you are God's building project. God's name is upon you. God's signet, God's authority is upon you. The stamp of God, the master architect, is upon your life. You will not fail. You will not falter. The project, the building project of your life will not be abandoned because you are God's very own. Remember, God loves you and He's got an awesome plan for you. Enjoy every quarry moment because God is working through all this. Something beautiful is beautifying your life. God bless you and thank you for joining this broadcast. You can still like it, you can still share it. We'll do a condensed version of the message, put it on Love Assembly YouTube page. You can go on YouTube, subscribe, and please share this. Somebody needs to hear it. You know what? I sign out here. Let's close with another worship song. And see you on Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yes, we'll be studying minding, building, and minding your own business. God bless you, and see you on the next broadcast. Amen.